happened there. Okay, so then I'm Mathlik Bisfina. Somebody who leaves on a boat, right? Who by Dalit Sifin. So I'm Mathlik Bisfina ala yam, pachas mishleisha yam, kaidam Shabbos. You're not allowed to go on a ship or a boat. I don't know if ship is the right word. You're not allowed to go on a boat in the ocean within 3 days of Shabbos because you're going to get seasick. And you're going to be seasick. You have 3 days to get seasick and you're going to be seasick on Shabbos. Dahainu mi yom revi ve'elech asr. From yom revi and on, it's awesome. Havalim ha'elech ledvar mitzvah mutar afilu erev Shabbos. If you're going for a mitzvah, it's mutar even on erev Shabbos. Now, this does not apply to our ships nowadays. That's what most pilots can say because our ships are very large, so they're not. They're like houses. So memelo.
And what's the problem with getting seasick?
Just not covered Shabbos.
What's not covered?
To be sick, it's not the proper way to.
What's so, if you take problem? A medicine that gets
yeah,
sick?
Yeah, that's a big shaila. Should you take voluntary surgeries and these type of things? Should you take them on Friday or maybe even Thursday? Not because it's going to ruin your Shabbos. Yeah, someone. Certainly, if it's a voluntary thing, then you shouldn't do it on a like a major root canal or those type of things.
And big speeches. Yeah.
Who?
Big speeches.
What does that mean? Nechanami. It says on Shabbos, you're not supposed to learn Iyun. That's what Allah says. You're not supposed to learn Iyun on Shabbos. It's supposed to be a relaxing day. Bays. Ala naharis mutul haflik besvina b'chol inyun. On rivers, you're allowed to go. Afilu b'erev Shabbos. Even on erev Shabbos, v'atchali yitzarach yisrael lasi sham malacha b'Shabbos, as long as the Yisrael is not going to have to do malacha for you. And even if the behemoths are pulling the ship, it's still motor. Meaning the way they did their boats through rivers is they would have animals walking along the side, pulling the boat along. So even though that's you're normally not allowed to go in a wagon that's pulled by an animal on Shabbos, but for a boat, you are allowed to. Gimel, heichad motor, lahag b'sinu b'erev Shabbos, where it's motor, im nichnas b'erev Shabbos v'yoshev sham ad chashecha. If you go in there on Erev Shabbos and you sit there until it gets dark, even though you end up going back to your house, you could even go back on the ship on Shabbos. As long as the ship doesn't set sail, specifically for Yidden, because that means Malach is being done for Yidden, then it's okay. But if he was in his house when Shabbos started, then he's kana his shvisa beis. This is a tchum issue, right? Wherever you are when Shabbos comes in, then you can only go 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. So let's say you went on a boat on Shabbos. We can't even imagine doing these things nowadays, but let's say somebody did that, and then the boat went out of the tchum Shabbos, ubab Shabbos liyabasha, and it land. I don't know if land it docks. In some other place that's added a tchum, ain le shom el arba amas, he only can walk with 4 amas there. V'yosim mizeh, also lo lelecha shom, and more than that, it's awesome him to go there. Finally, come on, simin sadihe.
You have that with landing on second day under here. You can't leave the airport. Right? Comes from this?
No, that's a different story. That's when you're doing malacha.
No.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, it's nothing to do with the tchum.
Nowadays,
you don't have a tchum. It's not Yom Tov.
Nowadays, you really shouldn't take a flight on Friday. All those flights that come in on Friday, people say have enough time to get home, whatever.
Well, that's a different story. That's a different
because
story.
You get sick. I'm saying nowadays, nauseous or whatever.
Well, people get nauseous from flights like that.
It definitely is not. When people come off a flight, they're not in the greatest of feelings, right? I mean, it's people don't like flying.
Yeah.
What is the case that people are stuck in the airport? Is that a tchum issue?
No. Stuck in the airport second day Yom Tov? They fly from Eretz Yisrael? Yeah. Fly from Eretz Yisrael is that they're added a tchum. So it's they're not, meaning that it's not Yom Tov for them. They're just not allowed to do malacha.
So that's why I'm stuck in the airport. They can't get in the car.
Correct. Fine. Dalalechas besvina b'shabbos k'desh l'spal b'asora. This is very interesting. According to this kitzur, you can take some serious heterim out of this next one. To go on a ship b'shabbos k'desh l'spal b'asora, to go to shul. Oilu mitzvah acheres. Another mitzvah. Im asvina helechas gam b'shvil acherim yesh l'hatir. If the boat's going anyways, then you can be matir. So basically, if you are in Bayswater and you want to get on the ferry to go to Manhattan to daven or to go to visit somebody, so you're allowed to do it. That's what he says. The boat's going anyways.
Sick in the hospital and you want to go visit him, you can go on to
get on a train from this. You go to, you go on a ship. He's talking about a ship.
Yes, you get on a,
yeah, you go on a train too. As long as you, if as long as they let you go for free, that's what he's saying. Or even a car that's going anyways, mass transit. But it's still better to get onto the ship when it's still day on Friday. Sit there until it's dark. Then you can go back home and then go back into the boat. That's all because of a tchum issue. That's not negay when you're taking a boat from Bell Harbor.
Why is it a tchum issue?
Because it's not a lechayr. It's in the tchum. If you go with Ramosha, yeah. Obviously, if a boat is going to travel just for Yidden, then you can't do this. Yeah, so the footnote here, though, says that this does not apply to things other than ships. All right? Yeah, so I'm saying there's many that are chaylik on this. I'm just saying that according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who's no slouch, you have what to rely on. Simenai and hey, dinad lokas aneiras about you dal. Even sometimes you have people in a hospital, you know, and there's people visiting, and you know they're staying in a hotel near the hospital, and they want to get on the hotel shuttle that goes back and forth to the hospital from the hotel. So lechayra, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that should be no problem. Although some say that the engine works harder for the more weight that there is in there. Shamazama doesn't really have a problem with that. Okay. There's what to talk about with this. Fine. Simenai and hey, dinad lokas neiras ubo yud dalet se'ifim. So Aleph, chayav kolon l'hapash atzmei. If you think that was a kula, listen to this next kula. It's kedai to come on tonight just for this one. Chayav kolodim l'hapash atzmei melocha. Every person is chayav to stop doing melocha u'lahadikas neiras and to light the neiras. So now, when would you say? What would he say? At Shkia. Or 18 minutes before Shkia, yeah. L'chol apachas, chatzi shah koydem tesek echavim, which is approximately a half hour after Shkia for us. He says up until half an hour before tseis, right? That's the way he paskins. Now, obviously, we're all, everybody in Klai Yisrael is makbir on Shkia nowadays. And that's because I don't know exactly when they made this deal. Sometime in America, when they came over from Europe, the Litvish and the Hasidish made a deal that the Litvish said they will not do malacha 15, 20 minutes after Shkia on Motzei Shabbos. And the Hasidim said they won't do malacha by Shkia. And this deal actually stuck. Right? And Memela, that's why we don't do malacha after Shkia, but
why does she
there's
right after?
but there's a nice amount of a reason to be able to do malacha after Shkia. Now, v'imram reves a knesses, but chas v'shalom, we don't do it. V'imram reves a knesses, mizmah shil yom haShabbos. Let's say the shul says mizmah shil yom haShabbos. Ava v'shadayin yeh shtei shoyes ad alayl, even though there's still 2 hours to the night. Mikomokim chol Shabbos on the mu'ut. Shabbos is still chal in the minority, v'asurim b'chol ha-melachas, and it's osur with all melachas, right? So, meaning once your shul makes an early Shabbos, then you have to keep, you can't do melacha. V'afilu mishabba me'ir acheres l'kan, even if somebody travels from another city here, chal olav Shabbos miyad, k'sha amru b'tzibur mizma shil yom ha-shabbos. U'bi'ir sh'yesh b'shnei b'tei k'nesiyas, in a city that has two shuls, one shul doesn't have to keep the other. So basically, if your shul that you're a member in, the majority make early Shabbos, then it's also for you to do malacha. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous kula and says that this din only applies if the reason why they're making early Shabbos is because they want to bring in the Kedusha of Shabbos earlier. But if they don't want, if they're doing it just because of for convenience sake, that they want to have a good night's sleep, that's not what this halacha is talking about, and you don't have to keep this halacha. That's Rav Moshe's big, big chiddush. Many poskim are very unhappy with Rav Moshe's kula with this. Okay, fine, but that's what we all rely on. Otherwise, I imagine everybody in Far Rockaway Five Towns would have to make early Shabbos in the summer because that's the vast, vast majority of the people do. Beis mitzvah l'harbis b'neiros l'kavod Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to have a lot of candles. For Shabbos, yesh nogin l'adak asara, some light 10, yesh medigan shiva, some light 7. Kaponim roi sh'loi l'chvos m'shnei reiros, at the minimum, no less than 2, neged zohar v'shomah. Even one is enough. Should be lit long enough, minimally, that it should be lit until after eating. And you should try and buy nice neiros. That somebody was rogel in ner Shabbos to make it nice, then he's going to have Tamid HaChachamim. Shenemar, ki ner mitzvah v'toyra or, alayidei ner mitzvah bar or toyra. V'lechein, roi, she yispal ha'isha b'shas adlaka. It's proper that a woman should light when she lights. Yitin la'kadosh baruch hu, banim zecharim me'irim b'toyra. Males that are learned. Toiv shetitin v'kaidim eza prutas adlaka. It's good if she gives some money to tzedakah first. Hishik shas ruach b'gidu banim ha'she'en l'klal. A woman who's having a hard time raising her kids, or she doesn't have kids at all. Skula shatarma lachad lokas aneiros, haftarah shayom rishon de Rosh Hashanah. It's a skula to say, after lokas aneiros, the haftarah of Rosh Hashanah.
Did you just say skula?
Yeah, that's the kitzer. He was Hungarian, though. No. But it's good that she understands what she says with Samar Kavana. She'd say it with Kavana. Fine. Mitzvah min ha-muvchar, the most choice thing to do is la'adik b'shem and zayas, to light with olive oil. Agam shemen aroga b'inenu shekaren shemen prochim, some different type of oil from flowers. Blumel oils, that's also kosher. Ashar shman and other oils, this is what we say in b'mem adlikin. Yeshvim she'enim k'shem, there are those that are not kosher. Agam ha-psila yahadu shetein b'tzemer gefen ha-pishtan ha-kanvas. Or the wicks, you should make sure that they should be from cotton or flax or marijuana, cannabis. Because some of the other ones are not kosher. Our minig is to do with fats. And they're kosher. But to put a piece of fat inside a kli and inside of it a psila, also lahadlik, and it's also to light it that way. This we have by Chanukah too. When you're lighting the ner, you should keep the candle on there long enough that it lights the wick properly. Same thing with the ner that are made from fats. Meaning you don't just run the wick, you know, the candle along the wick. You keep it there till it's lit properly, because that's a respectful way to light the candles. Nowadays, many women use wax candles because they light better. It's interesting how wax candles caught on for Shabbos, but for Hanukkah, obviously because of the nace, but and paraffin, people do that too. And it's interesting also because it says he brings out 10 candles, and doesn't say, Kitzur doesn't discuss adding a candle per child, which it seems like is the popular thing to do. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.